This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. We've been studying for the past several days on the great question, upon what can you depend? And we have answered that question with a Bible answer. You can depend upon the integrity of God. You can depend upon God to tell the truth. You can depend upon God to tell you about warnings, to tell you about promises, and always be certain that He will do just exactly what He says. We have in this series noted that God has made clear in Old Testament times that He means just exactly what He says in regards to warnings, that He means just what He says in regards to promises. And we have noted, Paul said in Romans 15:4, that the things were written aforetime were written for our learning and for our admonition. And therefore we know that we can learn the principle involved in these Old Testament occurrences for us today. We saw last time that God means what He says in the matter of being saved, in the matter of becoming a Christian today. And now we turn for our lesson today to the fact that God means what He says in regard to the Christian life. If you are a Christian, you need to remember, just as well as is the man who is not a Christian, that God means what He says. God means what He says to the non-Christian in the matter of becoming a Christian. You cannot become a Christian except you're born of water and the Spirit, John 3:5. In the same way, we cannot be counted faithful to God unless we do as the Bible teaches us to do in the living of the Christian life. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9, the Apostle Paul, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, said, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap, if you faint not." Now, friends, this makes clear that in order to be saved, in order for you, if you are a Christian, in order for you to hear those words at the judgment, "Well done, good and faithful servant," you must live a life as a member of the Lord's church of sowing to the Spirit. Now, to live a life of sowing to the Spirit means that you live a life of putting God first, of giving great emphasis, first emphasis, to the things that pertain to the soul, to the Spirit, that you're most interested of all in the things that have to do with the kingdom of God, the things that have to do with the church. A man who lets anything else be more important to him than Christ or the church is simply not living a life of sowing to the Spirit. And the only alternative to living a life of sowing to the Spirit is one of living a life of sowing to the flesh. To live a life of sowing to the flesh means that there's something else more important to you than God. And he points out this inevitable result. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. That means that everyone who lives a life of sowing to the flesh will finally and eternally be lost. Notice again in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 11, where the apostle points out the so-called Christian graces, some of the things that comprise the Christian life. "To your faith add virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to your knowledge self-control, to your self-control patience, to your patience godliness, to your godliness brotherly kindness. For if these things be in you and abound, they cause you that ye shall be neither idle nor unfruitful under the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. He has forgotten the cleansing from his old sins." You see, the Bible makes clear that our going to heaven depends upon our, while we're here on earth, building, growing in the Christian graces, adding to our faith virtue, moral courage, moral and spiritual courage, adding to our virtue knowledge, growing in the knowledge of the will of God, to our knowledge self-control and patience, a life of dependence upon God, of trust and confidence in Him. But our time is gone for today, and I want to thank you for listening and to plead with you to join us for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.